The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Psalm 91, verse 1 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Almighty God, as we finish our first full week, we pause to give you thanks with our whole hearts. Help us to carry a spirit of gratitude with us as we return to our homes. Grant us rest and renewal this weekend, and prepare us to continue our work with faith and purpose in the days ahead. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsgetter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Dallas. Senator from Dallas is recognized as being present. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th is recognized as being present. A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 15, 2025. The Senate met...
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Could you please keep your conversation down a little bit over on the side gallery? You've heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though it been having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. The next order of business is introduction of guests.
Who just rose? I heard somebody.
Sorry, I heard someone. Who? All right. Senator from the 24th, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a very special guest.
All right, please proceed.
Thank you. To my right and your left, I am honored to introduce my intern, Noah Cohen, if he can wave. Noah is, he lives in Clayton. But he goes to MICDS, which is in my state Senate district, which is how I connected with Noah. He has been an intern now with us for a couple of weeks. It's a special program through his school where you get a two-week winter experience. So it's I think it has been quite the experience, if I can put some words into his mouth. Noah is going to be going to college at Northeastern, which is in Boston, and he will be studying political science. So if the body could help me make him feel welcome, I'd appreciate it.
Please welcome Noah. The order of business is introduction of guests. Next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Next order of business is resolutions. Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Please send a resolution forward. Do you care to explain the resolution?
No explanation needed.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is resolutions. Next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Next order of business will be introduction of bills. First audibly heard was the senator from the second. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills. No explanation necessary.
Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the first of the four bills?
Senate Bill number 574, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to civil immunity of school boards.
Could you please read the second bill from the senator from the second?
Senate Bill number 575, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to criminal offenses with penalty provisions.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 576, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to guardians ad litem.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill. The senator from the 16th. All right.
Senate Bill number 577, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The first audibly heard was the senator from Cole. Please, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed.
All right. Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 578, offered by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to land surveying.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Stone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation is necessary. I move for a waiver of the reading of the bills.
Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 579, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to post-secondary education financial assistance awards.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 580, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to Emmett Kelly Day.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 581, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to lead testing in schools.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 582, offered by Senator Nirenberg, an act relating to terms of imprisonment.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill here, and there's no explanation needed.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 583, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to collecting the immigration status of criminal offenders.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Saline.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill and there will be no explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 584, offered by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to fees for the inspection and gauging of malt liquors.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, no explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 585, offered by Senator Brown of the 16th, an act relating to the Department of Revenue with penalty provisions and a contingent effective date.
The Senator from the 16th has clarified he only had one bill, not two. Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sometimes the Senator from Phelps gets confused because there's actually two copies of one bill, but I just have one bill that I'm sending forward this morning.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 586, offered by Senator Huff, an act relating to transportation funding.
Senator from Green, do you care to explain the bill?
Oh, not at this time. I think we'll have plenty of time to talk about that.
All right. Thank you. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sending forward a list of committee assignments in the committee schedule and request that it be printed in the journal.
All right. Please send them forward.
Thank you.
And they shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions, and I ask that you recognize the Senator from Shelby.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 3.
Senate concurrent resolution number 3, relating to missions of institutions of higher education.
Thank you. Would you refer that to rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics?
Senator from Platt. Did you have anything further, Senator from Shelby? All right, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that if there are messages from the governor, ask that they be printed in the journal.
All right, there are messages from the governors. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived, and they shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Shelby, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you refer the gubernatorial appointments to the gubernatorial appointments committee?
All right. Those gubernatorial appointments shall be referred. Next, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to be making a motion to go to second reading of Senate bills so that the President pro tem is able to refer those to committee. After we are finished with second reads, we will adjourn until Tuesday, January 21st, 4 p.m. Members are welcome to stay or leave, but there will be no formal business beyond second reads.
Senator from the 25th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, may I inquire the Senator from Saline County?
The senator from 25th has asked the inquiry from the senator from Salinas. Do you accept the inquiry?
I do, Mr. President. Right,
you may proceed.
Good morning, Senator. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
All doing good. Do you have a possibility of an announcement you need to talk about or something you need to tell us today?
Well, I do. It's a big day in the Gregory household as my youngest daughter, Henley, is turning 11 years old today. So looking forward to getting back and celebrating. We got a little basketball game tonight, and then we got the first sleepover of 2025 tomorrow evening. So the house is going to be full of fifth grade young girls that we got to take care of and have a lot of fun eating some birthday cake.
Well, hopefully you'll have a good birthday celebration, a win tonight, and I'll say a little prayer for you on getting any rest.
And
so
I think the thing she's most looking forward to is now that we're 11, we can get the hunter safety license, and we can go and have fun out in the outdoors.
Absolutely. Well, if she needs to learn how to harvest a few deer, you just send them down my way.
We'll do that. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to announce that our next caucus meeting will be held 3:45 prior to session on Tuesday.
Please keep your conversation down on the side of the gallery. The order of business is announcements. All right, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be the second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sending forward the committee referrals and ask that they be read.
Please send them forward, and Madam Secretary, will you please read them?
Senate Bill Number 1, an act relating to county officials, referred to the Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill Number 2, an act relating to financial statements of certain local governments with penalty provisions, to the committee.
Madam Secretary, please have some quiet on the side of the gallery. We're doing a reading now. Thank you.
Senate Bill Number 2, an act relating to financial statements of certain local governments with penalty provisions, to Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill Number 3, an act relating to Department of Revenue fee offices, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill Number 4, an act relating to utilities with an emergency clause for a certain section, to the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill Number 5, an act relating to utilities, to the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill Number 6, an act relating to deferrals by electrical corporations, to the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill Number 7, an act relating to emergency medical services, to the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill Number 8, an act relating to the duration of unemployment benefits, to the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill Number 9, an act relating to the Commissioners of the Public Service Commission, to the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill Number 10, an act relating to construction regulation, to the Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill Number 11, an act relating to the authority to confer degrees at public institutions of higher education with existing penalty provisions, to the Committee on Education. Senate Bill Number 12, an act relating to income tax deductions, to the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill Number 13, an act relating to insurance coverage of pharmacy services, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 14, an act relating to pesticides, to the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 15, an act relating to jail reimbursements with an emergency clause for certain sections. The Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 16, an act relating to video lottery with penalty provisions. The Committee on Appropriations. Senate Bill 17, an act relating to opioid prescriptions, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 18, an act relating to court filing surcharges, to the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 19, an act relating to expungement, to the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 20, an act relating to a sales tax for early childhood educational services, to the Committee on Progress and Development. Senate Bill 21, an act relating to instruction on the dehumanization of marginalized groups in Missouri, to the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 22, an act relating to ballot summaries prepared by the General Assembly, to the Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill 23, an act relating to additional protections to bear arms, to the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 24, an act relating to education funding, to the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 25, an act relating to the sole purpose of regulating the treatment and use of gold and silver, to the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 26, an act relating to gender transition, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 27, an act relating to taxation, to the Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 28, an act relating to agriculture transportation with existing penalty provisions, the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 29, an act relating to natural resources, to the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 30, an act relating to tax credits, to the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 31, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses with penalty provisions, the Committee on Emergency Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 32, an act relating to financial incentives for business development, the Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 33, an act relating to taxes for emergency services, the Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill 34, an act relating to unlawful possession of a firearm by a minor with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 35, an act relating to tax credits for downtown revitalization, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 36, an act relating to compensation for wrongful convictions, the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 37, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for feminine hygiene products, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 38, an act relating to discriminatory practices, to the Committee on Progress and Development. Senate Bill 39, an act relating to maternal mortality, to the Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 40, an act relating to a missing and murdered African American women and girls task force, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 41, an act relating to the CTF medical alert system with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 42, an act relating to public school safety assessments with an effective date, to the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 43, an act relating to child protection, the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 44, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 45, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs, the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 46, an act relating to an income tax deduction for capital gains, the Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 47, an act relating to class actions, the Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 48, an act relating to electrical corporations regulated by the Missouri Public Service Commission, the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 49, an act relating to allowing public schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 50, an act relating to jails with an emergency clause for certain sections, the Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 50, an act relating... Senate Bill 51, an act relating to deferrals by electrical corporations, the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 52, an act relating to the operation of certain law enforcement agencies with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 53, an act relating to a tax credit for certain educational expenses, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 54, an act relating to cannabis with penalty provisions, the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 55, an act relating to performance-enhancing drugs in student athletics, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 56, an act relating to diversity, equity, inclusion requirements in elementary and secondary education institutions, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 57, an act relating to sales tax exemptions, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 58, an act relating to illegal immigrants with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 59, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain survivor benefits, Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 60, an act relating to the offense of endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree with penalty provisions, Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 61, an act relating to professional licensing, Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 62, an act relating to elections with penalty provisions, the Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 63, an act relating to participation of certain students in non-traditional educational settings, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 64, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities of certain vulnerable persons, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 65, an act relating to reporting of abuse and neglect with penalty provisions, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 66, an act relating to the age of marriage with existing penalty provisions, the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 67, an act relating to tax credits, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 68, an act relating to school safety, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 69, an act relating to higher education core curricula, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 70, an act relating to admission of non-resident pupils with existing penalty provisions, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 71, an act relating to college tuition for first responders, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 72, an act relating to illegal aliens with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 73, an act relating to gaming with penalty provisions, Committee on Appropriations. Senate Bill 74, an act relating to firearms, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 75, an act relating to gender transition procedures, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 76, an act relating to prohibited discriminatory practices, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 77, an act relating to firearms on public transportation with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 78, an act relating to professional licensing, Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 79, an act relating to healthcare benefits provided by certain organizations, Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 80, an act relating to compensation of student athletes, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 81, an act relating to fireworks protections with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 82, an act relating to water preservation in the state of Missouri, Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 83, an act relating to child protection, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 84, an act relating to the offense of tampering with an election official with penalty provisions, Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 85, an act relating to the assessment of property, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 86, an act relating to municipal elections, Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill 87, an act relating to real property assessments, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 88, an act relating to charter schools, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 89, an act relating to employees of the state university, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 90, an act relating to alternative therapies, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 91, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 92, an act relating to law enforcement assistance from other jurisdictions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 93, an act relating to a judgment of dissolution of marriage or legal separation, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 94, an act relating to telehealth services, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 95, an act relating to tax incentives for certain hygiene products, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development.
Senator from Platt, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 21st at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 21st at 4 p.m.